Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Patrick Sertan getting ready for his matchup on Sunday against Davante Adams. We remember what happened last year where Davante got the best of PS2. What have you learned, Patrick Sertan?
I just think that he's a technician out there. You know, he's been in the league for some time now, so he's very smart in his craft. And, you know, with guys like that, you got to watch a lot of film on them, get a beat on it. So by the time the game comes, you already know the next move.
How do you feel about the PS2 Davante Adams matchup?
You know, I feel good. I mean, PS2 is a great player. Davante Adams is a great player.
Right.
So, it should be a great matchup. Listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are. You ain't covering Davante Adams for the entirety of a game without giving up a play or two. And, you know, if you can't get a pass rush and you can't stop the run so that you can effectively pass rush, remember, Josh Jacobs has 4 straight games of over 100 yards against the Broncos. He's averaged 167-plus yards per game in running and catching the ball. Like, if you allow that to happen, then Davante Adams is going to go off because, you know, I mean, eyes get in the backfield. That's the way it goes, Mike. So unless, you know, it's the complementary nature of football, unless you stop Josh Jacobs, if you can stop him, then you've got a fighting chance against Adams. But if you don't, I mean, it's going to be much the same.
Next on the Morning Brew, all right, Vance Joseph, what is your plan for stopping Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, you know, he's a good back, you know, and obviously good players make plays, but you have to make a real effort to get him stopped. That's where it starts, in my opinion. You know, if the running game's working, they can dictate, you know, D&Ds along with 17, you know. And when you have a runner like that and a receiver that's, you know, a top 2 or 3 guy who's dominant, it's tough to get both things stopped. So you have to commit, you know, to one thing or another and go for it.
Yeah, Mark, D&Ds, that'd be down and distance, just in case you
want to. Yeah, well, I was wondering. I was like, wow, I wonder what that is. I better ask Mike.
You, that's not you. Let me ask this question. Let me ask this question for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the choice. The Broncos completely shut down one of these three. Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, Max Crosby. You get your choice. One guy gets completely neutralized. Who would you pick?
Josh Jacobs. Because, let's face it, he is kind of the actuator of the offense. When he goes, everything is open. And I know this. When Jimmy G is forced to win it by throwing the ball, Jimmy G has a propensity to throw it to the other team at least 4 times. It's just whether you catch it or not when it comes to Jimmy G. So, man, I'm telling you, you shut down Josh Jacobs, you got a chance to intercept the ball, you got a chance to shut down, you got a chance to shorten the field and all those things. Max Crosby's a great player, man. He scares me. And that was, he would have been my, he's my close, he was close. But Josh Jacobs 1, Max Crosby 2, then Davante Adams.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Lions go into Arrowhead, rally late, and beat the Chiefs 21-20. Dan Campbell, and I know, Mark, you were watching this and probably just absolutely salivating, the offensive line closing it out.
That's something we talk about, is closing games out. You know, we with our offensive line and what we have offensively, we need to be able to do that, and it's something that, you know, we worked a lot on, situational football. But, yeah, everybody knows the strength of our offense, and it's that old line.
So, Mark, what is the biggest takeaway for you from this game? The fact that, hey, Lions are legit. And by the way, the Broncos go to Detroit later in the season. Is that the biggest takeaway, or is, wow, something maybe is wrong with Kansas City, especially not having Travis Kelce? Is Travis Kelce that big of a deal?
Yeah, Travis Kelce is that big of a deal. But, yeah, I think all the preseason hype, all the offseason hype about what Detroit might possibly be, I think that's a storyline coming out. Like, they got a chance to win that division. Come on, nobody believes, sorry, I know you like that, but nobody believes in Kirk Cousins and, you know, primetime Minnesota games. Not even Minnesota fan believes in Kirk Cousins and primetime Minnesota games. Green Bay is interesting to me because I think Jordan Love might have one of these breakout type seasons that people don't see coming. And then Chicago, I'll believe that when I see it. I just don't believe they're ready for prime time. So Detroit might have something going on, and I hope so because I'm a big Dan Campbell fan, man. He is, you know, he plays the role of meathead really well, but he's a really smart football coach, and I'm telling you what, I'm excited about them.
That's an impressive win, and suddenly, I want to get into this more in the next segment, but is it just me, or do we have to take a look at the Broncos' schedule now a little bit differently? And does it make Sunday even more, I'm going to say it, more of a must-win? Next on the Morning Brew. So, Shedeur Sanders, you throw for 510 yards in your first-ever college, big Power 5 college start. You set a school record, so clearly you can't do any more, right?
I feel like it was all right. I feel like it was cool. I feel like I missed a lot of stuff. We could have bigger numbers and stuff like that. So it's just like, I watched the game. I seen all like the bad clips yesterday and stuff like that, and it left a bad taste in my mouth, really, about it. So I'm just motivated to get out there and just have more perfection and just a better game.
Better than 510?
Yeah,
What, 600?
Yeah.
700?
Well,
what are we talking about here?
I don't think it's about the yards. I think it's, you know, the 20% of the plays you didn't complete. Like, you were only at 80%. You know, I know that's out of this world, but what about 90% completion rate? You know, I think there's always, and this is just typical of players in general, Mike. You can have a really good game and you can win, and all you can think about is that one like that one busted play you had or that one bad pass that you took. And I that resonates with me. You look at two or three bad plays where you missed a read or you threw an incompletion or you were short on a ball, a go ball that should have been a touchdown or long on it. And you look at that and go, man, if I would have had that one, that would have been another 70 yards. You know, so that's just typical of guys who care and guys who are competitors.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.